Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
First of all, Dak is ass, right? Can I say on TV? Because he is ass.
Do whatever you want on.
Okay.
LeSean McCoy has never told a lie in his life, and that clip is proof. That's right. The Eagles' all-time leading rusher might succeed Shannon Sharp on Undisputed. Steven, can you imagine the rapport? Can you imagine the debate? Can you imagine the insults there would be between LeSean McCoy and cowboy lover Skip Bayless? He would have that man screaming,
"It's my turn!"
Just like that. after a Sunday night game, after the Eagles run Dallas out of Lincoln Financial Field, and then LeSean McCoy is coming in. You know how Shannon Sharp used to always be excited. Just imagine LeSean McCoy. I don't know how the dynamic would be, you know, from the beginning, but I'm all about bringing in an Eagles player to slander some Cowboys in front of Skip Bayless. I'm all about that.
Is it my turn?
Yes, now it is. Now it is.
Especially
my turn.
Especially, unfortunately, a beloved player, probably one of my top five favorite Eagles of all time, and unfortunately, he was one of the individuals who took a bullet.
Casualty.
Because of Chip Kelly casualty is a better word. Chip Kelly casualty. And ever since then, he has done nothing but succeed. So shout out to McCoy. He's on TV now. He's been on these sports talk shows. Why can't
Hell
he do
yeah.
it?
Hell
He'd be
yeah.
awesome.
Hell yeah. I mean, of all the people that people thought of, I know I don't think LeSean McCoy, but he's already on FS1. He does the show.
He can do it.
With Joy Taylor. So I guess if they want
in
to look
in house,
look at
I know network. It doesn't apply to this podcast. But I think as far as TV sports talk shows, which most of the time 99.9% of them suck, I think they're at their best. I think they're at their best when there's an analyst such as Skip Bayless and a former player. I think that's when they're at their best. And that seems to be the theme here.
It definitely works out. And the more I can hear.
First of all, Dak is ass.
Works for me. I would love to hear that.
Come on, man. The debates will be legendary. Yeah,
exactly. The minute that comes out of his mouth, it's going to be.
That is my turn.
And that has got to be the funniest Skip Bayless clip.
Oh, man.
Clip ever. Yeah. So, according to recent reports, LeSean McCoy is emerging as an early possible contender to succeed Shannon Sharp as Skip Bayless's debate partner on Undisputed. The current co-host of FS1 Speak is expected to have an extended audition with Skip Bayless. So we'll see how
I'm
that
all
works.
For it. I'm rooting for it, actually.
I'm actually looking for it.
Because I may be in the minority. I like Undisputed. I see everybody's like, oh, I can't
watch
this stuff.
I like Shannon, but you're a Skip fan for some reason. I don't.
Careful with your words. You're going to get people hating me.
Ain't you a Skip fan? You said, I don't give
a fan. I think I don't support all the things he does and says, but I definitely think people need to learn to respect him.
Is it because he's a Jordan fan? Is that why? And he wears the Jordans all the time? Is that why?
Honestly, there's a lot of reasons why. But yeah, that's one of the reasons why I liked them. In an era when all the analysts on ESPN were, got to be careful with my words, but riding LeBron James in the hype train.
Yeah.
Putting out these GOAT narratives before they could ever exist.
Because he is.
We're not going to do that today.
We should.
It's my turn!
You're going to be hearing that. Quite a lot of LeSean McCoy is on that show, so... Appreciate you guys. I guess we should welcome people to the Philly Pod.
Yeah.
Brought Philly to you
Pod.
By thelibertyline.com, the voice you just heard.
Why don't we recruit Shady McCoy? We needed an athlete.
To do what? Here. An interview?
Can you imagine?
That's
That'd
about
be awesome.
It. That's about it. Did I ever tell you about the, remember a couple of years ago, I reached out to Will Parks for an interview and his agent was like, yeah, $1,000 for 15 minutes. I was like, are you shitting me, bro? $1,000
no,
for 15 minutes?
No, that's crazy.
The hell what? Am I going to, what? I, what?
I'm not even going to lie. Who the hell is Will Parks? No, real talk. That's crazy.
Oh my God. I was like, yeah, he's, you know, Philly guy. No, everybody's going to be excited for him. Came here. Oh my God. I wasn't even here for a cup of coffee.
Is he even
you
want to
charge me
anymore?
A stack? He's somewhere. I don't know. You want to charge me a stack for 15 minutes of your time? Are you kidding me? an agent told me this, like, it was like he was doing me a favor. He was like, we've agreed to do 15 minutes for only $1,000. I was like, you can go fuck yourself. Like, I didn't say that, obviously, but that's
why you should subscribe to this show, guys. We're trying to get the funds together so we can start pulling off some cool stuff.
It's not that we didn't have the funds, it's that I'm not paying $1,000 to talk to Will Parks for 15 minutes. I could see if it was like the whole show. Like, it makes more sense.
Wait, minutes, would you spend $1,000 to talk to Shady McCoy for 15
yes.
minutes?
Yes, I would. Whoa. 15 minutes? Well,
that's interesting, man. I mean, look, we'd have to prepare for it, but hey, we could really.
You would have to get some good answers in those 15 minutes.
That investment might be worth it, man.
A juicy 15 minutes.
And just think, he's about to be on national television. Well, we'll see if that falls through. That might be a smart investment.
He is already. FS1. So, yeah. I'm your other host, Victor Williams. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at the Philly Pod, as well as Instagram, everywhere else. Follow Steven Conrad Jr. if you're new to the show. Thank you, guys. Probably wondering what I'm listening to at this point, but be sure to subscribe. Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher,
iHeartRadio. What the hell are we supposed to do? It's OTAs, man. We got to talk about something.
Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your podcast, be sure to subscribe. Leave those reviews, rate 5 stars. They help us move up the charts of NFL, football, Eagles podcasts, all that fun stuff. So thank you guys for doing that. We got more rumors. We got news about Jordan Davis. Chris Sims, the all-important QB evaluator, decided to put out another list.
That's certainly worth $1,000 to have access to that list every year.
You would talk about a guy who's worth talking to. You, Chris Sims, would have to pay me for me to talk to him.
That's a fact.
He has another iteration of the top 40 QB list that we will also dive into. So first, Steven, on the docket. Remember, once upon a time in April, a report came out from this dude very few have heard of, Akbar Baja Biamila.
We're being assholes today, man.
We're not. No, I'm just saying. Did you know who he was? I never heard of the guy.
I mean, I didn't know who he was, but like sometimes things don't need to be said.
All right, well, he's a former NFL player who's currently the co-host of The Talk on CBS and also represented by the same agency as Derrick Henry. Way back in April at some 2:30 in the morning, he puts out a report saying that Derrick Henry is on his way to Philadelphia, that the Titan star running back was going to be traded to Philly. A.J. Brown the next day then endorses it and tweets, nobody has number 22 regarding the jersey. He's talking about the jersey number. Make it happen if possible. So everybody wakes up. We see that shit. Remember Tobias Harris happened in the middle of the fucking night? We thought it was the same thing going on.
I'd
rather actually not remember that.
If I could.
So we all woken up. We're seeing this shit. We're like, oh my God, Derrick Henry's about to come here. What is happening? No Miles. We still need a running back. Let's figure this out. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk then reports that the trade wasn't happening, mostly due to the $10.5 million salary that he's due in 2022. Then Titans insider Paul Kaharsky also stated that the Eagles and Tennessee never even picked up the phone and talked to each other, let alone had a conversation regarding Derrick Henry. It all got shut down, and that was the end of that. A month and a half later, here is Akbar now on the Rich Eisen show, back to defend himself. 2 months later, he's like, you know what? It's time for me to speak on what the hell actually happened. So during this recent appearance on the Rich Eisen show, Akbar states, I was trying to earn my blue check mark back after Elon Musk took it away. Not a good way to start your argument. Not a very good way to try and make us believe you. He says, I had a very credible source, and I do believe that I actually messed up this trade because this wasn't supposed to come out. And so I didn't realize that A, anybody would be paying attention, and B, I didn't think that I wasn't supposed to say it. Howie Roseman could have made it happen. We saw what he did with the Jalen Hurts deal. He made that work. We saw what he did with AJ Brown. He made that work. This could have happened, but because I got out ahead of it, it just blew up, and I kind of just blew up the scene. It didn't happen, but it could still happen. Here's why I haven't taken it down, because the tweet still is up. I checked before the show. I don't know why it's still up, but he says, I felt like, to be honest with you, I blew this one. This didn't happen the way it was supposed to. I should have taken it down, but in my heart, because the source was credible, and you know the source, Rich, this is a name you see all the time. I felt like it's best to leave it up. So he says, I want my check mark back. The source was credible. And I thought it was happening. So this is
I respect the honesty, though. I really do.
Hey, I mean, it's shit. Some people take it down and say, oh, you know, some people apologize. Akbar is here to double down. He is doubling down and saying Derrick Henry.
Hey, we're not
on the
making
way.
Fun of him, man.
He could still be
on
the way.
This.
And I'm not saying, like, Akbar, like, listen, as a guy who's like, you know, I talk to enough people, I'm not like, you know, plugged in with the most sources in the world, but I know what it's like to get bad information, and especially you know, a thing of this magnitude. If you can be the first, these are the stories that make and break your career. Unfortunately, in this scenario, did not help him, but he's successful in his own right. He has enough things.
What do you mean you know what it's like to get bad information?
I mean, I've never like tweeted out bad information, but like I know what it's like to get like info and then find out that it's wrong. You know, thankfully I'm wise enough not to put stuff out until I confirm it, but I know what it's like to get info that turns out to be wrong. It seems like this guy believed the source enough to be able to tweet it out and said, fuck it, I'm gonna, if it happens, great. If not, I mean, I'm set anyway. So what? It is what it is. If I had to guess, I think the situation was that Tennessee was shopping Derrick Henry and Philadelphia was likely discussed as a potential destination. The two never talked to each other, and this is what it is. So take all of that into account, Steve. Your thoughts on whatever happened here on this guy's reporting. Did you ever want Derrick Henry? Are you relieved that he's not here? What is your thoughts when you see this guy doubling down? Like, yeah, it was going to happen before I said something, and now it's not.
Well, got a lot of takeaways. I mean, first of all, if for all my journalism majors out there, anybody, look, this
but
is
you
a
are,
lesson
aren't
to you.
You. Didn't you graduate?
Yes, I graduated already.
No, been I'm saying there, with what that. Major? I know you get it, but
yeah,
what degree?
It's one of them. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
So this is good advice you guys are about to hear.
It's funny, all the time you'll spend in college learning outdated stuff in those books, this is probably the best lesson you could learn. This right here. Don't be this guy. And also, there's another guy you probably shouldn't be if you're really loyal. Look, everybody makes mistakes, first of all. Let me just get that out there. I mean, look, a lot of my dirty laundry's been aired out there, so it is what it is. You know what I mean? It's been clean since. But
that's why I'm looking at you.
For the loyal fans of this podcast, man, you have to be really loyal. And if you know what I'm about to talk about, do more. Pat yourself on the back so hard you leave a handprint. Shout out to you. For the loyal Philly Pod listeners, there was a very similar moment we had. A member of our team at one point, actually. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. You might want to.
Not the Liberty Line team. The member of another website we had started with. Like, if you're OG
friends.
Listeners, you know what we're talking about.
Mutual friends, I guess we will call it. Mutual connections. Put something out there very similar to this that was just outlandish, and a lot of people believed it because, I mean, that's just how Twitter works. Do we want to get any more specific than that? There was once a point in time when Zach Ertz was rumored to be potentially traded, according to the janitor within the Philadelphia Eagles organization, for Jalen Ramsey or something like that. I don't know.
So the point where it got so bad that Zach Ertz's like family was asking him, like, yo, am I getting traded? Like, it got that bad that it got to the point where it got to Zach Ertz's family. And then, like, this person that we knew was told, like, bro, you cannot be doing this. And we were told at the time, as young journalists, that any publicity is good publicity, and the Eagles know who we are now. I was like, this is not the publicity you want, and this is not how I'm going to tie myself to this. And that's a story for another time. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's that. I mean, look, we all make mistakes. It is what it is, but that was out there. It reminded me of that. Mm-hmm. The other side of this is, boy, did this pan out great for the Philadelphia Eagles. We got two running backs for the price of Miles Sanders' contract. Forget Derrick Henry's $10+ million.
The whole room is cheaper than Miles Sanders' contract.
I'll take it. Our QB can play the running back position if need be. Like, shit, I'll take it. I mean, you know, obviously when this, you know, was out there in April, I mean, you know, the season had just ended. And I'm sitting here like, man, if we had Derrick Henry in that Super Bowl, ain't no way the Chiefs are beating us. You know what I mean? But I'm happy it worked out the way it did. Way better use of resources. I am not surprised at all that it panned out this way for the Philadelphia Eagles. I will say there comes a point in time when the pettiness within this organization may have to just dim down a little bit. I mean, drafting every goddamn Georgia Bulldog player. What else do we do? I mean, it would have been like how many Tennessee Titans players we would have had on this roster. Yeah. Like
the Kevin Byard rumors, the Kevin Byard rumors, the safety that the Titans were like, hey, we understand that you're an all-pro safety, and we also understand that there are no signs of decline whatsoever in your game, but we want you to actually make less money. So if you are open to making less money and taking a pay cut, we would love that. And Kevin Byard said, fuck no, I'm not doing that. And this is why they're in the situation that they are in, and why the Eagles are tied to every single former Titan, because AJ Brown's here, and they're like, get on the phone with Derrick Henry, get on the phone with Kevin Byard. I don't care who you get on the phone with, because they already fleeced him once, and I found it very difficult to believe that the Eagles would fleece them again. But once we saw the $10.5 million salary, Steven, we knew that Howie for damn sure wasn't going to invest in a one-year rental at that kind of salary. What kind of mileage does Derrick Henry even have left? A lot of tread on those tires. Injuries are catching up to him. You don't know what he's going to be. You can assume he's going to run hard behind this offensive line, one of the deadliest runners in football. But it didn't make a lot of sense. But if it happened, of course, we would have been excited. But from like a roster building standpoint and a financial standpoint, it didn't make a ton of sense to me.
Yep. Yep, I agree with you. It panned out perfectly. And honestly, the players not only, like, was it more like, I don't know if efficient is the word, but you know what I'm trying to say. We got several running backs on the roster for, you know, a fraction of that price. But I think DeAndre Swift is probably a better fit just due to his ability in the passing game mm-hmm. and what the Eagles want to do. I mean, come on, man. We got two top 10 in regards to talent, I would say, right? Wide receivers on this team in the NFL. So, like, you want to air that thing out, a top three tight end in Dallas Goedert.
Right.
This offensive line, you know, paying Derrick Henry that money. I mean, look, we could still be one of the best offenses of all time. Honestly, no, I'm serious with the team we have right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm sitting here and thinking, like, man, imagine Derrick Henry. But whatever, we're not going to do that. We're not going
to
do that.
I mean, it's always good. It's always fun to fantasize about. So, yeah, so I guess Akbar, I mean, we don't mean to sound mean about it. It's just that, like, the way you worded it. And now you're coming back 2 months later to double down and say, hell yeah, that shit was right. But, yeah, sometimes you got to respect the double down. And whether it was real, whether it wasn't, I don't know. To my knowledge, the Eagles never talked to the Titans, but it is what it is at this point. But just interesting that he came out this week and decided to talk about it. Say, yeah, that's why the tweet is still up. Can't get rid of it now. So it is what it is.
I need somebody to come out and double down and shut down that Russell Wilson report.
Well, you can't shut it down.
I'm not
going to
lie, man. It hasn't sat with me. It hasn't sat well with me, man.
Can't shut it down.
I know it's true.
They try.
I know it's true.
What do you want?
It just doesn't sit well with me. We lucked into something, and I just don't. It just doesn't sit right with me.
Oh, so Howie's not as godlike as he thought he was, huh? That's tainting your vision of the franchise.
Man, you know, when you hear that, it's like, wow, a lot could have been different. Thank God it wasn't.
Yep. Well, good thing it didn't work out that way. We are referring to the Russell Wilson stuff we talked about last episode, if you guys are tuning into this and don't understand. So tune into that if you want to hear about all we had to say about the Eagles almost damn near trading for Russell Wilson. You talked about Jalen Hurts running back abilities just a second ago, Steven, as well as DeAndre Swift. We came across a stat that PFF had just a day ago. Jalen Hurts had a 3.4% checkdown rate in 2022. That is the lowest rate in the NFL last season. Hurts made only 16 checkdown passes on 460 total attempts last year. Now, we've said numerous times that Jalen Hurts is the checkdown. His scramble is the checkdown. He's going to look to run when he can't find anything else. Not too often is he checking down to receivers underneath. So my question to you, Steven, is now that Jalen Hurts is worth $255 million and is locked in here through year 2028, would you like to see Jalen Hurts check the ball down a little bit more? You're just like, once you squat 8,900 pounds, I don't care what you do. So are you in the minority that Jalen Hurts should check the down or check the ball down a little bit more or whatever? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
In the regular season, you check that ball down, Jalen.
In the NFC Championship game, you run over every fucking body.
You run everybody over. You tuck that thing. You put your head down. Mm. You run people over, especially if it's San Fran. God, I want a piece of that. Yeah.
But also, when you have the receivers that you do in Dallas Goedert, like, more often than not, somebody's going to be open. Not too often do you have to.
Hey, but Jalen's runs are probably going to be even more open because the threat of the checkdowns is going to be there now. So he may be able to just get by freely and just run out of bounds. If you can do that, by all means.
Yeah, so there's a lot of factors that go into it. There's almost somebody's open on virtually every
single play. Somebody's going to be open. Something is going to be available.
Exactly. It's just an interesting stat. I was like, is this a good stat or a bad stat? Should we be excited that he's not checking it down or should we be concerned?
Oh, come on, man.
Should we be concerned?
Great stat.
Because that means you're taking sacks too. It means you're taking sacks. So, I mean, hey.
Wait, he's not Carson Wentz. What are you trying to say?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when you read that stat, you try to decipher is it a productive stat or is it a
detrimental stat? Was he not the most efficient quarterback in the pocket last season?
He was.
There you go.
I'm saying
and
if it wasn't
the bottom of the league in checkdowns, that means he's airing that thing out.
Obviously he was, but when you just read the metric in general, like your first thought is like, is this a good stat or a bad stat? That's where my head was at. And I like to think, I was like, it's good. That means Jalen Hurts isn't, that means he's not ignoring open receivers and checking down because some quarterbacks are prone to seeing receivers being scared to throw it as Jalen Hurts was in his first year as a starter, as we all know, not trusting his receivers. Now he trusts the hell out of him because AJ pretty much catches anything you throw his way. So that was just an interesting stat I came across as well. Jordan Davis, Steven, ready for a bigger role in year two and says the Eagles are asking a lot more from him entering 2023. It makes sense because Javon Hargrave is no longer here. Davis played in 16 of 20 possible games with 5 starts as a rookie, ending the year with 18 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, and 2 QB hits while playing in 26% of the defensive snaps. Steven, his five starts came right before he suffered a high ankle sprain against the Steelers. Never really got back on track from there. You had Linval Joseph and Dominican Sue in the mix. It's hard to get back into a flow, and you have all these vets in front of you, but it made sense because we just got gashed on the run by freaking Brian Robinson and the Commanders, and Howie said, fuck this. I'm not waiting for Jordan Davis. I need help now. Now. So we brought in those boys, and then Jordan Davis, you know, had to – he did get more snaps as the playoffs went on, but that is the way that played out. So with the departure of Javon Hargrave in free agency, Davis's role in Sean DeFi's defense should increase substantially. In his own words, he's ready to get freaky on the field. I guess he's
whoa.
I guess Jalen Hurts is teaching him some lingo or whatever is happening, but he's ready to get freaky on the field with Jalen Carter and his fellow Bulldogs in 2023. How excited for you and Jordan Davis and seeing an expanded role for him within this defense in the following season?
In a way.
Or in the upcoming season, I should say.
Right. In a way, when you look at this situation with the Philadelphia Eagles heading into the season, great timing, by the way. My dogs are barking because we're going to touch on some Philadelphia. We're going to touch on some Philadelphia Bulldogs. The timing is immaculate. We got, if you really think about it, we got three, not two, not one. We got three first round pick players coming into the season, because I consider Jordan Davis that, because I don't think he really got a full opportunity last season in his rookie year to show what he's got.
Right.
To show the type of pro
injury,
that
the injury really derailed him, honestly, I think.
And Jonathan Gannon, for that matter, too. Shout out to him. So there's that, because all of these guys are going to be essentially in starting roles. High snap count, I would say, is probably the better way to put it. So that's why you should be excited. All on the defensive line, by the way.
Not that high. No defensive tackles get more than like 60% of the snaps, you know, with the rotation they got now. So
there you have it.
Like Milton Williams, people forget about. And Kentavious Street, remember him we got from the Saints? Kentavious Street. That guy's probably fighting for a roster spot. But good to hear that Jordan Davis is taking on more responsibilities. They're going to be, the Eagles are expecting him to take a massive step forward in his development. He's going to be playing a lot more. We'll see if they keep him in there on passing downs, because we know he's going to be in there on the early run stuffing downs. He was allowing
he's
a very
so tall,
low.
Man. Just get your arms up.
Yeah, yeah, but we'll have to see how the conditioning and all that works out. But he and Jalen Carter figure to be a dominant duo in the middle for years to come.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So we are at the most important, I don't want to even say the most important, but controversial, the most polarizing part of this show. Now, just to be clear, Chris Sims did acknowledge Jalen Hurts. He did acknowledge him, finally admitted he's a good quarterback, still ranked him too low in the top 40 QB rankings. Now, as we all remember, Sims' rankings were made infamous 2 years ago when he snubbed Jalen Hurts in favor of quarterbacks like Case Keenum and Kellen Mond, who I don't even know, is he still on the Vikings? Did he get released? Where is Kellen Mond today?
Beats me. Jalen was ranked like 40th, wasn't he?
He wasn't on the list. He was
wasn't
off
on the list?
List. He was off the list.
I didn't
list.
Know that.
Yes. He was snubbed completely.
And just a year later, he was in the Super Bowl, right? It was just a year later?
Yeah, just a year later.
Okay, that's got to be one of the worst sports takes of all
this
time.
Is why, this is why.
It has to be.
It has to be an attention
it has to be.
Tool. That
how can anybody take him serious anymore?
He had Case Keenum, Trey Lance, Kellen Mond, Tyrod Taylor, all these guys above Jalen Hurts.
Nah, that's bad. That's got, yo, how is he...
In 2021. In 2022, Sims was kind enough to include Hurts in his rankings at number 25 behind guys like Daniel Jones and Zach Wilson. Steven, let me remind you that Zach Wilson in 2021 went 3-10 as a starter and threw 9 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. And Chris Sims thought it was ideal to place him ahead of Jalen Hurts at number 22. Wow. He had Hurts ranked 25th last season. In this year's iteration, Sims has the Eagle signal caller ranked in the top 7, which is a significant improvement, but I think it is still too low, Steven. So as of now, as of this recording on, what is today, Tuesday? Sims has not ranked the top 4, but I will run off to you, Steven, the top 15 that he has right now. It's Geno Smith at 15, Russell Wilson at 14, Dak Prescott at 13, Kirk Cousins at 12. The Dallas fans are about to be pissed. Man, they're going to be like,
it's my turn.
But you know why? You know why Kirk Cousins is ranked ahead of him? You know why Daniel Jones at 11 is ranked ahead of him?
First of all, Dak is ass.
That's why. That's why he's there. Matthew Stafford at 10. Deshaun Watson at number 9. Aaron Rodgers at number 8. And then Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts at number 7. Here is the controversial. Like, I was cool with this list until I saw Trevor Lawrence at number 6. Steven, justify me. What makes Trevor Lawrence the better quarterback than Jalen Hurts? Has he been to a Super Bowl? No. He had a good year under Doug Peterson. He had a good bounce back year because his rookie year with Urban Meyer and all that shit was rough. But I cannot justify. There is no reason anybody can provide to me that will justify Trevor Lawrence being ahead of Jalen Hurts. What reasoning is there? Somebody explain to me what makes Trevor Lawrence better.
Well, this is Chris Sims. That's why. That's Jalen Hurts.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how did this happen? Lamar Jackson is number 5. I don't even agree with that. I'm a bigger Lamar fan than you are.
That's not saying much. I'm not that big of a fan.
The top 4 hasn't been released yet, but Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Justin Herbert will fall in that top 4.
Wait, what did Lamar do last season?
He's won an MVP, number 1.
Cool.
And he's, you know, the most dynamic runner in football. So that's why he's up there. We all know how good Lamar is, and now he has OBJ. He's never had a good receiver ever. Who's the best receiver he's had in his career? Like Hollywood Brown? And he has bricks for hands. So Lamar, he won MVP. I know they fizzled out against the Titans twice, I believe, in the playoffs in the first round. So it is what it is there. I'm a bigger Lamar fan. I think this is going to be a big year for him. I definitely think he deserved that money. Hurts and Lamar, like I said last episode, same tier for me. Trevor Lawrence is a tier below them. Why he's at number 6, I
don't know, man. If we didn't have Jalen Hurts, I could legit sit here and debate which quarterback I'd rather have between Trevor Lawrence or Lamar Jackson.
That would not be a debate for me. So why? What do you like about Trevor Lawrence? What is it? He's strong, big in the pocket, delivers the ball well. That's where you're at.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Healthier. Yeah, healthier. That's definitely factored into it. I'll run off the other quarterbacks. Number 40, he has Desmond Ridder. It's going to be a rough year for Atlanta. Kyler Murray, you are an Atlanta Falcon. Let you know right now. Incumbent commander starter Sam Howell is number 39. Bryce Young is 38. I don't know what the hell. That means Bryce Young is worse than some backups in this league, is what Chris Sims
said. All right, Chris Sims, I'm not going to lie. I don't want to be the guy to say it. What? Maybe you'll take the baton here. Maybe you will complete the alley-oop I'm throwing to you. But I'm not going to lie. Something seems fishy here with his QB preferences is all I'm going to say.
I will not be taking that oop. I will not be taking that oop. Thanks for throwing it. I will let that go over my head.
Well, that's not good. We don't like turnovers here.
No, thank you. CJ Stroud, number 37. This is ridiculous. Anthony Richardson is number 36. Chris Sims.
I'm a big fan of him.
We are. Is he better than CJ Stroud and Bryce Young? I guess we don't know. We will find out. Mike White Lightning, number 35 in Miami. Gardner Minshew is number 34. At the Colts, Taylor Heineke, who is now on the Falcons, number 33. Jarrett Stidham is number 32. Don't know what anybody sees. Jarrett Stidham. Jordan Love, number 31. Davis Mills, number 30. Tyler Huntley, number 29. Andy Dalton, number 28. Two 49ers quarterbacks, Brock Purdy and Sam Darnold, are 26 and 27. Kenny Pickett at 25. Baker Mayfield, the incumbent starter at Tampa Bay. It's either him or Kyle Trask. Justin Fields ranked way too low at 23. He should be firmly in the top 15, in my opinion. Jimmy Garoppolo on the Raiders, number 22. Tua Tagovailoa, number 21. Mac Jones, number 20.
Whoa, what on earth?
Yeah, Mac Jones. You know what, Mac Jones?
I don't even like Tua, but what?
Yeah, Mac Jones should not be in the top 20. Kyler Murray, number 19. Derek Carr, number 18. Jared Goff ranked too low at 17, in my opinion. I think he's top 15. Tannehill at number 16. And then those 15
Tannehill is not
about
better than Jared Goff. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tannehill is still on the Titans roster somehow. He probably won't be there week one, but I don't know what they're
I'd rather
doing,
have Jimmy G than Tannehill.
If it was up to me, Stephen, Hurts would be number 3. and it would be behind Mahomes, and then you could, I would have a hard case for Joe Burrow, and that is it.
Yeah, yeah, that, I think that's where I'm at.
Both of them been to Super Bowls. Josh Allen has not. Don't give me the Josh Allen. Josh Allen's inconsistent. Don't know what he's even. Big year for Josh Allen. Big year for Josh Allen. He's kind of reckless when he runs. He's looking like a runaway car crash.
He's top five, though.
He's definitely top five. But I'll take Burrow over him. I'll have Burrow, Hurts. You can debate which one is two. That's fine. I'm not mad.
The thing with the top five is you can make the argument for all of the guys in there that they could climb and beat out each other. Like, it's going to be really interesting to see how the rest of their careers play out.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I just think Hurts' combination of, like, strength, mobility, and accuracy. Like, it rivals that of only, like, Mahomes, I guess, Josh Allen.
He's also the youngest of those guys?
I would say Lamar Jackson. Oh, Mahomes is 20. Yeah, he's older than Hurts. Josh Allen's older. Joe Burrow's younger. You got to think of the guys that got paid, or like, Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert still have to get paid. So they're still younger. Sims has Justin Herbert top four ahead of Jalen Hurts.
I bet he does.
I'm a big
the Herbert hype train has died down big time. I'll tell
died
you that.
Died down my ass. What? After that breakdown to the Jaguars in the playoffs, yep. Which is probably why Herbert has not been extended yet. I'm sure the organization showed his agent that box score.
Boy, is he talented.
We're not.
I'm not gonna lie. When I watch,
we're not doing that. But they got Quentin Johnson from TCU. They got some boys over there that can play. Keenan Allen. We have to see what's going on with him.
Yeah, I'm not denying any of that. I'm not denying the talent or any of that stuff. But I'm just saying, man.
That man has a cannon. That man can make some throws that, like, literally only Mahomes can make. It's crazy. Like, yeah. I think he makes better throws than Josh Allen, personally. Just, I'm a big Justin Herbert guy. So that is how that list will shake out. I guess Chris Sims refuses to put Jalen Hurts in the top five of this list, but it is what it's better than not being on it at all, which was the case.
Did he explain his reasoning?
He did explain. He did explain. This transcript is from his Unbuttoned podcast, which he revealed. It's called Chris Sims Unbuttoned, which is weird because his shirt is always buttoned up to his neck. So I don't know why it's called Unbuttoned.
I keep it that way.
Probably. He says, listen, I'm not a jerk. I know I've said things and I've questioned Jalen Hurts. I root for him. I hope he's yelling at me right now. I hope he's going, yeah, eat that shit, Sims. I'm number seven now. I proved you wrong. I'm all for that. I hope everybody knows that. I think when you start out with this guy right away, you just go the ultimate gamer. The ultimate gamer. He really is. I think you could argue he's the best leader in the NFL right now, any position. Mahomes, I think, is right there. He's in that class to me where he's going to be, where he's going to be that kind of guy. Mahomes, Joe Burrow, you ask me, and I think those are the top three guys. So why he decided to put him at seven after saying that is kind of contradictory, but maybe he just put the list out. He wants to drive the engagement. It's the annual engagement, device that he uses, and he's getting it from us. So good on you, Chris Sims, Mr. Chris Sims Unbuttoned. So yeah.
Respectfully, though, I got to take issue with some of the things that were said. Respectfully, I don't think Jalen cares about where you put him.
You think he even looked at this list, Jalen?
That's
give
my
it.
Point.
We do, because we're content creators and we need something to do. But Jalen don't give a damn about any of this. So it is.
And also, he said something about Jalen still missing throws, which is wild to me. Every quarterback misses throws, even the best. Yeah. If that's the criteria, then this is my issue here, and this is why I had an issue with Lamar being above him. If Jalen misses throws, Lamar Jackson misses games. I mean, what?
Hurts missed two. Hurts missed two games.
He cried about not getting paid. He's been hurt all this time. Jalen just shows up and gets better every single freaking day. I don't know what Jalen did to you, Chris.
Let's acknowledge the fact that the Ravens mishandled that Lamar situation about
I'm not a Lamar hater.
As a franchise could.
I'm just saying there's levels to this shit.
And I'm shocked that he even re-signed there after all that. I'm stunned Jaylen's that Lamar's going back there. Shit, Lamar.
And maybe I'll get proven wrong. Maybe, hey, who knows? Maybe Lamar goes on a war path this year and just wins MVP again. Because I feel like the thing is, man, when he was healthy and playing, I feel like the Ravens were that one team, right? And hey, maybe they're a sleeper team because everybody is talking about the Chiefs as they should. Mahomes being the NFL needs another Tom Brady. They're going to paint Mahomes to be that guy. Unfortunately, it is what it is. That's how this works. It's a business first and foremost, sports second. Entertainment second, sports third.
What's first? A business?
Oh, business. And everybody's talking about the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers being there as they should.
As they should be.
Yeah. As they should.
It's the best quarterback they've had there maybe ever.
Honestly, I really like Aaron Rodgers. He's probably been one of my favorite non-Eagles over this last decade. I'd put him up
there. Especially over the last year, huh?
What's that really supposed
like,
to mean?
You really like the shit he's been into. Darkness Retreats, you're into that shit.
He is going to have, I hope, an awesome post-playing career if he gets involved in, you know, the media or whatever. We'll see.
Oh, he will be. Oh, he will be. He'll be involved
in something. Save the media, for God's sake.
In 2021.
They're talking about the Chiefs. There's the Jets. You can't count out the Bengals. You can't count out the Bengals.
Of course not.
And then there's the Ravens, you know, and it all hinges, you know, they got Lamar Jackson some weapons. So maybe, just maybe, you know, they're the surprise team next year, because there's got to be a surprise team, right? Mm-hmm. Or is it really a surprise? I don't know.
Hey, I said a hot take the other day. I have another one since we're talking about surprises. No, actually, I'm kidding. That was your hot take that I just warmed up to. I was about to steal it, that the Giants are going to be better than the Cowboys in the division. I've warmed up to that take. I've been telling other people that take, and it made me forget that.
Well, they were a surprise team last year. As much as we sit here and hate on them, and the Eagles own them, literally their property, the Philadelphia Eagles at this point, like they were a surprise team last year.
Insane. To put into perspective, just the leap that Jalen Hurts made in 2022. In 2021, his completion percentage, 61.3 last season, 66.5. Passing yards, 3,144 in 2021, 3,701 in 2022. Passing touchdowns, 16, 22 of them last season. Ints, as in interceptions, 9 in 2021, 6 in 2022. And his passer rating jumped all the way from 87.2 to 101.5. So for Sims to see all that and be like, hey, still 7. I can't just, there's not 6 quarterbacks better than him in the NFL. That's just my conclusion from this. Yeah. There's not 6. There's 2, maybe 3. And you guys can debate that.
Finished so
that
second in MVP race, and you second could have argued MVP perhaps that he
should have won it if he didn't
Mahomes.
Get hurt. We right. would have been the MVP if he didn't get
got
hurt.
To the Super Bowl.
Got to the Super Bowl.
If outdueled him. Numbers thing, yes.
Outdueled yes. Mahomes. Let it be known. Let it be known he outdueled him.
And has proven to get better every single year. Mm-hmm. That's just
the
fact.
And the Eagles think he's going to be better. They think he's going to be even better. An elite pocket passer is what the Eagles think he will become. Any final points, Steven, on this episode? A lot of fun stuff in this one because, as we know, first of all, Dak is ass. And Skip is going to hear that and be out of his mind.
It is my turn. It is. You told me it was my turn.
That's going to be you next season when Aaron Rodgers is being ass. Oh, man. Can't wait for the downfall of the Jets. Go ahead, Steven. Any final points?
Downfall of the Jets.
Yeah. I think the Jets are going to be great. I wanted Lamar to go there. That's my problem. Lamar would have been disgusting on the Jets, but it is what it is.
I wanted Aaron Rodgers to go to Miami.
I thought you were about to say I wanted Aaron Rodgers last season.
No.
To Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That's where Tom Brady's playing and by week 4, no? Mm. Isn't that where he's going when he inevitably.
Nah, Rodgers would be better with those big time receivers down the field.
Facts. Appreciate you guys for tuning into this episode of the Philly Pod. Appreciate you guys for keeping up with all the content that we are trying to pump up and stay consistent with. People have voiced pleasure with, I don't want to say pleasure. They are excited. Anyway, they're excited about all the new episodes coming out. So we will keep that up for you guys. Subscribe on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your podcasts. Be sure to follow me, Victor Williams, on all socials at the Philly Pod. Steven, where can the people bother you at online?
Everywhere.
So you can come to my house and bother me.
I'm everywhere.
Yeah, he's everywhere. He's on
definitely come over to the YouTube though. We're still trying to put things together, but a lot of this video content will be over there for you guys if you want a different look at things that goes on. Obviously, the Liberty Line is the bigger umbrella that we are underneath, right?
Go read the Liberty Line, damn it. A lot of good blogs over there. We write up a lot of stuff over there. Be sure to
I know
go
you people don't read anymore. If you're gonna read anything, you at least certainly make it don't something read. That you love.
Yo, well, I made a New Year's resolution to read one book a month. Guess how many I've read.
Yeah, look at me right here.
Guess how many I've read. What the hell is that? What is that? Crushing
it's
it? Is
Gary
that what it's
book, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Number one New York Times bestseller.
We are now in the first week of June and I am a third of the way through one book. So
wow.
far, so maybe I'll
Damn,
finish
I've
one before
than you.
The years. Amen. We read for a living, so to like sit and like read again. I'm trying to
you
play some Diablo 4.
That's
what I'm doing. I'm trying to play some video games. We'll catch you guys on the next episode. There's another session of OTAs this week that will be live in front of reporters. So we'll gather notes from that, talk to some people, and make sure we get you guys a podcast on that. But until then, we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Yeah, I'll be staying after for a Philly Pod session. While he goes to play video games, I'm staying after. If anybody wants to come in the studio, I'm going to be watching film and putting in extra work to improve
this product. I bet. You don't even know the Game Pass login to watch film. So
I meant film of the podcast.
Oh, film of the podcast.
Yeah, I'm studying everything.
All right, you do that. I'll be on the game. getting, and I'll gather notes from reporters. Hey, I'm the one that gets the notes for the show, and you just talk, so I don't want to hear that shit either. We'll catch you guys the next week. Roll your eyes all you want on the next episode. Probably was today, Tuesday. We'll put one out on Thursday. But until then, y'all, catch you guys on the next one. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.